This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three, Mino and the Mayor with Nikki Z sitting in for Johnny. This segment of our show is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, one of my favorite companies. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close the doors, the latches, and the shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last years to come. I can attest to that because, well, our house is 120 years old. We've been living there for, I don't know, 22 years. And what was one of the things we did was when we buy those old houses, we upgraded the windows and doors and went with Pella. Took us a while. We couldn't afford, to do them all. I mean, that's expensive, a lot of windows. But Pella, they have some great financing now. Didn't have that when I bought them. But they had great product when I bought them, and they still do. Pella offers custom colors, innovative features, shades between the glass, which is very cool, so you don't have to clean them. They have some great packages. They come over to your house. They got their, what's that called? Not a laptop, the tablet.
Yep,
and they computer. Just show you different.
Yeah, which one is that called?
The computer. They come with a computer. No, but they really
the
show
computer?
You.
Huh?
But they show you this is what your door would look like. It's like, and then different glass panes and this. And it's like, wow, I like
remarkable
that.
Technology.
How much is it? And it's like, okay, I guess I don't like it. No, I do. They have great
financing
packages.
Available.
It is. So get started today at Pella. WI.com. That is a great company. We have two great guests in here. They've been here before, and we
sharing
talked this morning.
A very impactful story.
Right.
So message, meaning, love it.
Jacob Jason and Douglas Darby. And we're talking this morning in our first hour about Green Bay again, was rated very, very high by U.S. News and World Report. That's a pretty credible magazine. And they rate cities throughout the United States, and there's a lot of cities in the United States. And they looked at Green Bay and said, the 12th best city to live. That's pretty awesome. And everybody's like, well, it's because of the Packers. Well, it really isn't. I mean, that's part of who we are. But the support services we have here are very important. And when you get a city our size, you got all kinds of people. And you
little
guys.
Little city with big town problems.
Hey,
well, it's not that
that's real
big,
though, right?
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter
right.
the size that's, of your city.
Yeah, and I think one of the first things that we talk about when we go into schools is identifying problems. And we're not there to say that any school is bad or any school has these problems and single them out as the only problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem that is universal across the board.
But
have we touched on you gentlemen are from the turning the page?
Yeah,
sharing stories about recovery. So
you guys are both in rehab.
Yeah,
and Jim
in
and
recovery
Nikki,
for
thanks for having us.
Yeah,
last name Jansen.
Jansen.
Yes, yep. What did I say? Jansen.
Jason. That's all right.
I can't read.
Jacob Jansen.
But what you guys I want to talk about? There's nobody immune.
No. I always say they're not good kids or sick kids or bad kids trying to get good. They're sick kids trying to get well.
Yeah.
People have a problem. If we start treating this more like a health issue rather than a criminal disease, that's when we start actually making an impact at the problem. And we can look at different models, such as like smoking models, that 20 years ago we started treating smoking as a healthcare crisis and we cut rates in half. And we could start doing that, with drug addiction if we started looking at more of as a healthcare problem rather than a criminal behavior problem.
Mm. Interesting. How do you get your connection? You guys are focused on the youth, right?
Correct.
And tell me how that works. How do you get in front of them and how do you get them to, lean into you a little bit
more. Well, that's where we feel like we can make the biggest difference. As I used to own and operate sober living facilities. I built a 30-bed treatment facility in Wisconsin, and I really realized that after working so long on the treatment side of things, that you can make a much bigger impact on the prevention side of things. For so long, people were falling into this proverbial river and floating downstream, and we were trying to save them as they're drowning, where Doug and I realized we need to start looking at what's causing the problems in the first place and see where we can help them. And that's where we really try to get into the schools and make the impact with the students.
Doug, this whole country is, look at our health care. I mean, we spend, what is it, 98% after? You know, we don't spend enough on prevention on a lot of things.
Yeah. Man,
there's a lot of things. What are some of the things we gotta look for, we gotta do? And I want to underscore again that no school or community is immune from a drug problem.
Well, are we really talking about drugs, or are we talking about the 12-year-old kid that has a problem? And I'm not talking about a specific problem. I'm not talking about abuse or...
We're not pointing fingers or assigning blame.
No, but if it's a problem to a 12-year-old, it's a big deal. And that's where the conversation should start. Like, the only true gateway drug that I ever truly believe correlates is trauma, is unchecked pain or an inability to cope with life on life's terms. People use drugs because they work. If you want to be, you know,
the simplest answer.
People use black and white with it.
It works.
So what are we talking about?
But how do you define works? What are you looking to hit on or eliminate?
Well,
and it's that pain. It's the trauma.
Correct.
It's the feeling.
An escape for me became a dangerous crutch after a while. And because I didn't have the education around the substances, or I didn't have any coping mechanisms to understand what my own sadness, my own anger meant, I didn't know how to reach out for help at an early age. I went to the things that worked, right?
And Nikki, didn't you hit right on it? It works until it doesn't, right? It works until you develop that tolerance and dependence on that, and then you need more and more,
and
the
then
body
it's called
starts
addiction.
Craving it, and then you start getting to addiction. Yep.
Mm. So these kids that you get in front of, it's not a scared straight program. It's where to reach out to, right?
It's about connection. It's about standing up here and saying, I'm from your community. I don't understand what you're going through, but
personally,
I understand pain, and I know that not all pain is this universal, component in each one of our lives. Even if we went through something similar, how we feel about that, that's something that's only inside of you. Mm-hmm. But if we can understand how to deal with that pain, or even how to actively listen better, to be there for the ones that we know. I think that's where you see the change.
We do something called our truth presentation, teaching resiliency using trust and honesty. And it's really about starting the conversation with the students.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's the responsibility that maybe too big of an assignment, right? The responsibility. But if you're connecting with people, and if it's your niece or nephew, or if it's somebody in your class, or you volunteer somewhere, it's the connectedness. Feel like a safe individual for somebody to turn to, if it's an inroad.
Doug and I joke, we go into high schools at 7:30 in the morning to health classes and talk about drugs and alcohol. And we have a 99.7% success rate with the students saying this program should absolutely continue. We blow the students away because it's not just about the information that's presented. It's about how it's presented. It's about who it's presented from as well that really makes that impact.
You're showing up in hoodies with bright colors, not suits and ties and, pocket protectors.
Nice shoes.
Right.
Connect to. And once they connect to us, they'll start listening to the other people that come in, the social workers, the therapists, the other programs that are coming into the schools doing the skills training, because they've already built that connection. They understand why it's important to now have mentors in their life, set goals in their life. You know, we're not just talking about drugs and alcohol. We're really talking about all of the things that we wish we would have learned when we were in high school.
But we're also not going in to do it so arrogant to think that anything that we say is going to fix their life instantly. You know, we don't leave this present for them afterwards that they get to unwrap and now your life is perfect. This is just about going up and being honest, showing pain, especially from, Jake and I are two middle-aged, men, and we are trying to show that real men show emotion.
Well,
real
the
men
vulnerability
talk about
the, there, yeah, you're peeling the onion, and that takes a remarkable amount of courage, and that also is a testament to where you guys are in your journey, sobriety and recovery.
Recovery taught me a lot about resiliency, and it's good to have that in business.
Mm. Right. You go to schools. That's like your focus, right? That would be your market.
Yeah.
What age group? And then what is the follow-up? I mean, you just said you don't leave them you don't leave them the answer. So you go there for what, a half hour to health class, an hour you go
So we generally go for about an hour and a half. And I want you to, before Jake is going to go into the explanation, there was, you know, I was naive when I got started in this too. I thought this was an adult conversation. We'll be talking, you know, seniors, right? And that's where it started, at least for me, going in, talking to seniors. And it was the senior kids that were saying, hey, the entire school needs to hear this. This is a message for everyone. So we did that. Then it was the freshmen that were coming up afterwards and they're saying, this is great. But where were you 2 years ago when this all started? Wow. So we know the numbers.
So those are seventh graders. Yeah, those are 12 right. years
and,
old.
And we yeah. know by our analytics, by our data, that first time use starts right at like 12, 13. So if we're talking true prevention, where should we be?
You got to be there.
But it's not just about where it starts. It's about this continual conversation. It's not like you talk to your kids one time about sex and then it's, whew, never have to talk to them again. No, these are active conversations that have to be fluid.
Mm-hmm. When people ask me, you know, how do you talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol? I say a lot. You know, it's, right. it's having multiple conversations to open up those doors.
I get the 12-year-old, 13, 14, and the progression.
Yep.
But I want to... We got to go to a quick break, but we got a couple minutes.
Yeah, we'll
I want to talk about prevention things that maybe, I mean, you guys aren't everywhere. And what can we do as not radio hosts, but parents and coaches?
I'm a little bit older than you guys, I guess. And Jim, maybe you'll remember this, but in the 80s, what did we have? We had Nancy Reagan talking just hugs, no. not just drugs. And just say no.
Just say no.
But you guys are.
In the DARE program.
Yes.
Now we got truth.
Now we have truth. Truth and dare. Oh, look at that. Oh,
boy. That's fine.
Back to grade school.
Wow.
All right. We're going to be right back. You guys, this is, we need to talk about this.
We sure do.
I'm glad it's your
And now John isn't here, so we can end.
We can actually focus on the subject matter.
Yeah, we're not taking 25 tangents.
And asking you where you played football. And
he's not reliving the childhood memories of the 11-year-old Doug with, you know, me and the Donald Driver show.
We're going to talk about prevention things that you do, but prevention things that the community can do as well.
Doug Darby, Jake Jansen, Turning the Page. Keep it here. Mino and the Mayor.
You guys got
one minute. Oh, we got one minute.
Oh. It's okay.
We have a whole nother minute. All right, you guys.
Awesome.
What school are you at right now?
So I was just at Wrightstown.
Great school.
2-3 weeks ago, and I was at Pulaski a few weeks before that. We got East DePere coming up this year.
Wow, those are like some pretty
nice
DePere.
Communities. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
They are. Those are some really nice communities, and I think it speaks well for your organization that you're not afraid to go in there and that they're inviting you in because they know.
Yeah, we have built relationships with them over the last decade.
All right, cool. Now we are taking a break. We're going to be right back. Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Actually, Mickey Z sitting in for Johnny. We're here with Jacob Jansen. Sorry about that. Said it wrong
Thank
last
you,
time.
He's been called worse. Don't even worry about it.
And, of course, Douglas Darby. These are two guys who, I don't know, let's just call it what it is. You're in recovery. You guys had some issues when you were younger, and you've done a number of things in the community, and you hit on something that's working, and that's you two guys getting in front of students at the school and talking about prevention versus
building connections, so it's an easier avenue to reach out to some of these resources that we do have in the city. This isn't Jake and Doug coming in and taking over. We want to be the cheerleaders for the great programs that we know are going on in Brown County. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're trying to go out and show that recovery looks a lot of different ways. And what works today may not work tomorrow. So here are your options. Here's the education around it. And because these are heavier topics, we try to bare our souls so the next kid can come up, share a story with us, and make us not feel so alone.
And not only do we do it, we have the metrics to show it's working as well. We do a 20 question questionnaire after the following day that's completely non-invasive, that asks the kids about what they've learned in different areas, 1 through 10, and we have amazing results coming out of it right now.
What about the school or the parent that's like, out of sight, out of mind? You know, these kids don't know about this. I don't really want them to know about it.
Well, it's everywhere right now, as we talk about. And kids have computers in their pockets, right? Like, everybody has a phone. And right now, if the kids are not getting this information from people who have been through it, they're going to get some information from people maybe who haven't.
Well, and wouldn't you rather be their connection to the information?
Let's talk about another list that Wisconsin, Green Bay shows up right number one for, right? Like, we have 10 of the Tegas drunkest cities. And we were with a badge of honor, and Jake and I are not up here preaching prohibition or trying to shut down the Tavern League or anything like that. We live in Wisconsin, and I don't know, like, you're never going to tiptoe your way around drugs and alcohol. And go ahead.
This is a scary topic for a lot of parents, but when we come in, you know, we don't talk about those horror stories. We're really talking about the successful things that brought us out. And on the back end, it's really about teaching these kids about, you know, procrastination, planning and goal setting, confidence,
living
emotional regulation,
purpose-driven life,
setting goals, finding mentors in your life.
And I know for myself, I've had dark moments, but that doesn't mean my life was bad. And I think we live in a world where if you have a bad day, do I have depression? Do I have anxiety? And yes, those things are very real, very debilitating, but also finding that resilience within yourself, finding that fortitude, waking up in the morning and seeing the beauty of what's around you is important. It's finding joy in the journey itself. So again, this isn't coming in and talking about drugs and alcohol. We're coming in bearing our souls in the hopes that we can find a connection that we never found at 15, because I know people that are 45 still looking for a connection, in whether it's drugs and alcohol, shopping, gambling, sex. These things exist to get through everyday life.
Yeah, those negative behaviors are a symptom of something much deeper. And when we come in and teach these kids about putting healthy people in their lives, healthy connection, setting goals, that's what leads to long-lasting success, not just telling them to say no.
So that's, okay, I was trying to get on the prevention part, but the prevention part is, it's not just saying no, right? And we've all kind of agreed to that. The prevention part is to get connected with the right environment before you go to, right? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we go in, we don't tell the kids to say no, because if we did, they'd use them, right? You know, they kind of buck against that. So it's really about saying, this is what happened to us. This is what we wish we would have done differently. This is what we learned. And kids are smart enough that they pick right up on it. They're engaged for the full hour and a half.
Yeah, and I think you see a lot of the compassion and the empathy. Even if these kids aren't using, we know that 1 in 3 families in the United States deal with addiction on some front. Level. Yeah, and I mean, these aren't drunks. These aren't junkies, you know, that
they're still high-functioning. They're still showing up to work.
They're also dads and moms and brothers and sisters. And I think when you talk about it, it boils down to some really corny things like love and being heard and having hope. And
not corny at all,
No, it's not, but it sometimes is that simple, right?
Yep. Just, I want to talk two things. I want to talk about your success rate, just a couple quickly, and then I'll talk about some funding sources and how we, as supporters of you guys, can help with the funding sources besides writing a check. So tell me more about the successes of it. I mean, you do this 10-question thing after, and the kids are like, I've been looking for something like
that. So I was in front of 110 students at Wrightstown 3 weeks ago, and every one of them said that this should be implemented once again next year. The coolest thing that happened to me in the last year is I've been speaking in Wrightstown for the last 9 years. Every year they do like a pep rally where they do a cornhole tournament. They have, you know, just kind of bringing the school together. They do this giant mural that every kid participates in. And last year was the first year that they got to vote on who they wanted to come in and give like a commencement speech. It was always just like that favorite teacher and stuff. So the seniors got to vote, and I speak to freshmen. Yeah. So 3 years later, I get a call from this class saying,
"No way,
they want you to speak, Doug." And so I've had a lot of great accolades, but
that's meaningful.
It's from especially the people you serve,
right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And the neat thing is Doug and I are so different, but we connect so well on stage. You know, when we communicate, we're very different.
Did you guys meet in recovery? Creators.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I had a radio show actually called I Took the High Road, and he was one of the guests on my radio show.
I can sense you have a good connection.
Symbiotic.
Tell me about, are you funded by the state, the county? I want to talk about that.
And a quick little story about the connection, because it is so important. The first time that, you know, Doug and I really sat down about forming this company at my sober living homes, he sat down and said, I want to start a business. I don't want a friend. And I said, okay, that's fine. And now we're best friends.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have that same success. I love business. Tell me about the funding.
Oh, you and John are BFFs, so don't give me
We can tell you.
If you only knew. Tell me about the funding. I want to see how you can help, or do we lobby our county board supervisors, or mayors, or what, or the state?
Yeah, so
we just had a big election.
You know, we found out there's a couple ways to get funding, and we are a for-profit because we don't want a board of directors telling us what to do. We can be very nimble that way because drug dealers don't have, you know, people telling them what to do. So we're very able to make quick decisions. Now, there's only a couple ways to get money. One is to ask the schools directly. And, you know, we hate doing that. And even though the schools want us to come in, a lot of times we'll try to do that as voluntarily as we can. The second way is for grants. And that's how Doug and I have been trying to keep our company alive. Every single year we have to fight for a new grant cycle. Sometimes those grants aren't even released till 2-3 months out. The third way is to write it into the county budget.
All right.
We're going to work on this because what you're doing is working.
And give us your social.
Or fundraising. It's being judged by
the kids. Well, it's being judged by the kids. That's who says it's working, so you know it's working. Quickly, like a website or phone number we want to contact?
TurningThePageNow.com.
TurningThePageNow.com. These guys, thanks for what you're doing. I mean, the reason I think this community is number 12 or number 5 or number 1 is because of people like you. So Douglas Darby and Jacob Jansen, thanks for being in here, you guys. And
you're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And today, Flo, we are shifting gears. It was great having those guys on, talking about having Jacob and Douglas talk about recovery and what they do in the schools. But we're going to shift gears to
light it up.
Lighten it up. A little happier time. Not a happier time. Just happiness, which is awesome. You are a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are called comedians and they're not. You know what I mean? Like kids in school, like me. But you have got, your resume is very impressive. I mean, you hail from Chicago. You've won a number of awards. And tell us about you, and then we're going to get into what you're doing here in Green Bay.
What's her name, Jim?
Oh, yes. Kristen.
Yep, that's
She's
me.
Been on
Kristen
here
Lighty. Yeah.
You've been on here before.
Yeah, this summer I came on to talk about the GB UFO Fest. We had a music festival down at the Tarleton that I coordinated a comedy piece for. I started comedy while I was living in Chicago, and then 2017 decided to move back home to Green Bay to do some comedy here, and I got a pretty great job offer, too. So I took that. And then this summer, you know, I released my album, hit number one on Amazon and iTunes. That felt pretty good. And last week I was at the Austin Altercation Festival doing some comedy. And
I've got to put some of these events on my calendar. Like, that is, I need to seek that out.
Yeah.
I need to attend.
You know, comedy is so cool in that it's just like music, in that you can kind of find your subgenre that really speaks to you individually.
Right.
It's a really unique time right now in comedy, I think.
Is that because of the political climate, or why is it a unique time?
I think because now comedians have more of the tools of production in their own hands, so they don't have to wait for a gatekeeper to, you know, find them or pick them. You know, they could, if they really believe in themselves, they could do whatever they want.
And there's some of the, not older, but some of the comedians that have been, are a little jealous of you guys, because, I mean, you get on YouTube, Spotify, and you can rise pretty quick. Oh, yeah. Which I think is...
The accessibility is...
And I love listening to comedians, and there's some really, really good ones out there.
Huh? Because laughing...
It's an escape.
...feels amazing.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, the alternative is awful, so...
Well, these guys were just on saying, you know, really you want to turn to alcohol and drugs? I mean, I don't. I mean, but I like to laugh, and I think... I told you last time you were on here, I got some favorite comedians.
It can be an escape. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who's your favorite?
Probably Maria Bamford, who's going to be here in June at the Meyer Theater.
Really?
I'm very excited about.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
They really, you know, they catch people going up, sometimes coming down, but they've had some pretty good, John Mulaney was there, you know, and.
Yeah, and Fortune Feimster.
I love John Mulaney.
Was Bill Burr there? I think he was. You know, and again, you know, all these people are so good, but the Meyer Theater, that's great. She's mm-hmm. going to be here in June. Mm-hmm. We're having Matt come on to talk a little bit about their upcoming season.
Amazing.
All right. So your event that's coming right around the corner here, this thing at the UFO Museum, and we had the owner, Pierre Jacques, on here talking about his business and what he's doing. And so tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to partner with the GB UFO record store because it's such an intimate, cool spot. Mm-hmm. Like, it fills up quickly, so you got to get your tickets quick. We still have a few available for folks if they want them. But it's just a really unique space, and the photos all look really awesome because you're surrounded by music and art. And Tom and Pierre have done such a great job to, like, really curate this space within Green Bay for all us fun weirdos. So I'm really thrilled to have the show there.
When is the show? Tell
it
us.
It is Sunday at 6 p.m. Our doors will be 5:30. Show starts at 6.
And what can we expect? So we get there at 5:30. And it's on Main. What's the address of that? Do you know?
It's out on University.
I mean, University.
It's actually in the old Guitar Center.
Okay.
We're
going to look that up. Do you have the number? The University? Or the Cross Street? Whatever, we'll look it up. I just want to make sure it's on our website or our Facebook so that people can go to that Sunday at 5:30.
Does the event have a title, a name, or
it's Zach Peterson live at GB UFO.
Okay.
And Zach Peterson's happening.
Yeah, he's from Omaha, Nebraska. We met in Chicago like a decade ago. We are both on the same record label, Burn This Records. We both released albums this year. He's just kind of been a really great confidant coming up in the comedy scene. And then he's bringing with him Cameron Loxton, who's a bit of an Instagram sensation. He's very famous for his impressions. He's got like a bajillion followers, so that'll be fun, too.
Bajillion. How many zeros are on bajillion?
10.
Yeah. All of them. Yes. All of the zeros.
Is that like the new Rich Little? That's how old I am. That's awesome. This guy does impressions. Tell me a little bit more about Zach. I've heard that name, and you speak very highly of him. What's his like? Like, do you still call that your shtick, or what does he, like, do?
Yeah, I would say his narrative is a Midwestern weirdo, you know?
He's very... So he's relatable.
Right.
Very relatable. Everyone at the GB UFO Fest this summer loved him. Like, people kept coming up to me, like, that guy, he's so funny. He was my favorite.
Cool.
So it just seemed like a natural fit. Like, oh, we got to bring him back to the record store.
Nice. So tell me a little bit more about you're performing, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be hosting. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're hosting the event and you got these comedians coming in. What do you talk about? What do you do? So many of these comedians now have gotten into politics.
Can I take it back even before that? How did you get started?
Yeah, I got started because my friend she was writing a book and she wanted to do a book release party. And she had known that I always wanted to try stand-up comedy. But she has said, hey, I'm going to release this book and I want you to host the party and I want you to do jokes. And it was kind of like the personal challenge of a friend. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I went to a few open mics, and actually after like, I think 3 open mics, I started getting booked on shows. So it's like, okay, let's go. Yeah.
Well, I hear those are tough.
They are. Yeah. They are not friendly.
Right.
Well, and open mic being what it is, you might be in front of 3 people or 30
I got a friend of mine who was on a cruise ship and, you know, it was open mic, and he is really, really funny. And this guy I've known this guy for 35 years and he's just college, and he said that was so tough because his brother made him do it. Go up there, go sign up. And he went up there and he goes, he was just dying up there. So I feel, you know what I mean? And he's funny. But, you know, to do that open mic is a challenge. And you overcame that if after 3 gigs you were booked.
Yeah, it felt pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like the worst experience?
You guys all.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There have been times where audiences are so drunk, I just want to like jangle my keys at them. Like, yeah. Here you go, buddies. Here you go.
Right.
Really. Not listening. It doesn't matter.
Sure. Like woohoo up here.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
I've never had like a horrible heckler. What I have had is supportive hecklers that will just yell like, "We like you. You're funny." And like, please stop yelling.
Like, mom.
Yeah, calm
quiet
down. Mom.
Down.
How? So, I think that's my kids were in theater, right? And that's a little bit. They did birthday parties when they were for other people, right? You know, put on shows, magic, and sing and all that. This comedian thing. Were you a little kid when were you a class clown? Usually you guys have like introvert stories. It's like, wow, it's kind of a.
Yeah, no, I was not a class clown or popular or visible, really. I kind of like kept to myself.
Oh my God,
you
it's
were
me.
Normal.
Yeah. It's me.
Hi.
Todd's the funniest
me.
Guy I know.
Yeah.
I remember actually one time making a list of things to talk about with people, and I was like, oh, that's just stand-up comedy now.
Oh my God.
That's what you do, yeah. What do you talk about when you're on stage?
Yeah, I talk a lot about growing up here in Green Bay, going to Catholic school, getting sober. I'll be 7 years, no alcohol.
Congrats.
In January. Thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I am a union organizer in my day job, so yep. I do talk about that a bit. And yeah, just being a woman in the world, that takes up a lot of my material.
Well, there's nothing funny about that.
No, it's super cool, super chill.
Oh, wow. We get our way all the time.
And
Princess Day was yesterday.
The real stories are the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, man, I just, what
truth
you guys
hurts.
Come up with is, well, I don't think so much truth hurts, but the truth is funny. Because there's a lot of.
It's relatable.
A lot of us crazy people out there, and it's fun to.
Oh, yeah. My closer for like the last couple of years is 6 years ago, I had my hip replaced. So I have like a whole.
You're way too young for
I
that.
Know. Thank you. But I have a whole bit about that, and usually people after the show will come up and be like, I had mine done too. Right.
Why did we do that?
So spot on.
I like it.
I know, but doesn't it remind you of kindergarten, right? Where like, oh, does anybody have any questions? I had pasta for dinner last night. You're like, okay.
But think about this. If Mino were here this morning, you guys would totally connect because he has a fake hip too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did you know? What's your serial number?
Is yours ever sore?
Is right. Your yeah, titanium? Right. Do you know right. when the storm's coming?
Does it beep at the airport?
Right. Wait a minute. I want to know. Does it beep at the airport?
Actually, the first time I went through with it, it didn't beep. And I was like shocked, and I looked at the TSA agent and I'm like, it didn't beep. And she was like kind of freaked out. She's like, should it have? I was like, never
my
mind
hip,
I gotta go
hip. Not the weapon. But like my makeup.
So what else are you doing? So we got this thing coming up Sunday, which is gonna be awesome, at UFO Museum on University. What else do you got going on in Green Bay?
Are you touring? Are you working?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of exciting because I've written and done a new 15 that I've been doing this past month. And then December, I'm off. So this is your last chance to see me in 2024. And then I'll be back in January. I'm doing a show up in Sturgeon Bay, headlining the Firehouse up there. And then doing a run MLK Day weekend through Minneapolis, Des Moines, and Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Was quite the triangle,
yeah,
right
I
there.
Yeah, I love to drive.
No,
what's in your CD player? What are you listening to when you're driving?
Oh yeah, it's usually a good mix. I love SiriusXM. I listen to that a lot. I listen to a lot of new indie music.
Yeah.
And Andrew Bird is probably like one of my top favorite musicians. He's a violinist.
Very cool.
Wow.
Look at
that's
that.
A little bit of an escape.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Right.
Just lose
Which
yourself
is
in.
Right. Kendalisa Rice, who, you know, really was pretty stressful job, right? I mean, and she just was all into symphony stuff just to chill in her car. And
so Jim listens to podcasts of Meet the Press on Sundays. So that's how he chills.
Oh, relaxing. Yeah.
right. He's got me. I do. I'll just line them up. And Spotify, it's obviously commercial free. So, you know, those things have.
Brought to you by Spotify.
And that's
not
it.
A paid endorsement.
I
now,
don't
guys.
Know. What is it? You can upgrade to commercial free.
Mm-hmm.
You do that on every streaming service, and it's worth it to me because I caused
a lot of
stress.
Platforms.
Well, it caused me a lot of stress. But anyway, that is what I do. I know I'm kind of nerdy, but I do like comedians too. Though I said that earlier.
Breaking news.
I know. That's right. Laugh all you want. Okay. So what's new on that? You said you released an album. Is that still called an album or is it called a CD?
Yeah, actually, I released it on vinyl too. So it is an album in both senses.
That's awesome.
And tell me where people get that. Is that in the record store?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
It's there. You can buy it online on my website, kristenlady.com. You can Facebook message me if you live in Green Bay and I'll bring you one.
Isn't that awesome? Is that like, are you serious? Because that would be very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have done that for
you
people.
Should really, talk to her.
Really? Autographic. Talk about customer service. You'll
door to door.
I think that's really neat that you would do that.
Yeah,
you let's.
Know, people would do that, and
can we monetize you for the draft? Can we like get you your own Uber license?
Are you?
And then we can have you drive around, then be wildly entertaining. I think
you got to be doing something for the draft, right?
Oh, I keep forgetting it's coming.
April.
And,
you know what? That's what's going to happen to Green Bay because we're kind of football people, we're holiday people, and all of a sudden it's going to be, oh my God.
Yeah.
Especially if we get into the playoffs.
I think there's
that's
a
February.
Countdown on the highway.
Yeah, there is. There's countdowns all over, but
we're
you know,
ready.
If you see it every day, you don't see it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. But yesterday, there's a Booyah Bake Off, or probably not a Bake Off, but whatever it's called, a Booyah Contest, and we've entered that.
Oh, nice.
Which it's all nonprofits,
again,
right?
Breaking news.
Well, no, we haven't really entered yet, have we?
No, I can't speak for Civic Media. Besides, we're a for-profit
Who's
company.
Who's we? You and the mouse in your pocket.
The new Who? Community shelter where I work has entered that. And we had a meeting yesterday, and I'm like, look, you guys, we got to get in this thing. We got to win this thing. And they're like, we're all in. So we serve 200 people a day. And so we have some chefs there that are...
I used to volunteer there when I was in high school.
You could do that again.
Yeah.
This is full circle right here.
But anyway, I want you to think about that. I think you're part of Green Bay and we want to showcase you. There's 250,000 people coming.
Yeah. I'm nervous now.
It'll be a little bigger than an open mic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a little.
That's fine. Kristen anyway. Lighty, where can we follow you, find you?
One more time on Kristen Lighty.
Yeah, KristenLighty.com on all the platforms. I'm just at Kristen Lighty, KristenLighty.
All right, and we're at GB UFO Museum on University this Sunday, 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Still tickets available, and we're going to see you, and we're going to see my man, Zach.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Be a good time.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor with Mickey Z. Is Johnny back tomorrow? No, he's back on
Thursday.
Okay, cool.
Just one more day.
I think we checked a lot of boxes
today. Try to
today.
Put up with me.
You know, I think about what we did today. You know, it
was quite the gamut.
Well, really, right. For kids from 1 to 92, that...
I didn't get it yesterday when we promoed Sean coming on the show, and I read it, and I'm like, 1 to 92, I don't get it. Da, 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 da.
The song. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
You could have maybe
Chestnuts,
helped me...
That smoking.
Smoking.
Mm-hmm. And Steve March Torme's dad was very well known for that song.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
Well,
Christmas
thank you
song.
For he was that.
The Velvet, you know,
Fog.
And he was at the Carlton.
Well,
did you go to the Carlton?
Steve
You're pretty young,
is
though.
Legendary yeah. here in our very own neighborhood.
Correct.
Love it.
Yeah.
Got
anyway.
To check it out.
And that Unity Hospice was a fun conversation, wasn't it?
I mean,
fun's not the right word.
I got a little emotional.
Saw
That's
that.
Why I
saw
went.
That. Saw that. Nothing wrong with that.
They're awesome.
Are incredibly special and remarkable people. The services that they provide, and on that journey, they've been on the journey with somebody that was very dear to me, mm-hmm. and it was.
They do. We're lucky to have them here. I didn't
beautiful.
Know their footprint was all those 15 counties.
Yeah, that's, holy man.
And as executive director, and they got to be funded too. I mean, they don't charge, right? So it's.
So I wish we would have talked more about that because. You can seek them out. I don't believe they require a referral either. So I wish we, I hope if you have any hospice related questions, and yes, it's an awkward conversation. And you know what? We had another awkward conversation for a lot of people. We're talking about Doug and Jake being in recovery, former addicts. And those are tough conversations to have with your kids, but let's us have it instead of the wrong people having it.
I suggested to them next time they're in the area that we get invited to go so we can actually see them.
I would love that.
Well,
the experience, right? Because I think it's important so that you can really understand the work that they do and the connections they make.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good idea.
And that's not what they...
Thanks, Jim.
I mean, they had... I mean, they had big boy jobs,
they're
very right?
Believable. That's a good idea. Yeah,
no, they're believable, but to see them in action would be very interesting.
Yes.
Because the way they talk doesn't take long, and those kids are all
But
in.
They didn't, I want to be, I want to talk succinctly about addiction recovery and prevention when I become an adult.
Right.
That's not what they set out to do when they were kids. They're in there doing it, speaking firsthand, and what they have done to share their story and to keep others from going down that path.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Those are good guys. All
and right. Then Kristen. Holy cow. Hi. She's a gem.
Yep. Yep. A lot of fun.
Wow.
And I have to say big thanks to her because we had some scheduling issues back and forth, and she thought this and I thought that, and we weren't. And so last week I'm like, hey, I got to book somebody else, and that's like, can I move you? And she's like, absolutely. So big thanks to her just for being flexible.
She's cool. Yeah. Just chill.
Pretty chill. Pretty chill, which I think is cool. And I bet she's pretty funny when she gets up there.
Do you think there's a
little heckler, and she can put them away. So
we should go heckler.
Well, right.
But,
what are
but
we
like
doing?
She said, we love you.
You're all right, Kristen. But you're so.
Those comedians, I mean, I don't know, man. That's a tough gig. It really is. And like I said, I got a friend who is good, and I do like watching comedians, but then you read about them, and it's not been a fun ride the whole thing. You know, most of these bands, there's bands that have had some issues, but I think comedians are just, it's easier to heckle a comedian than it is a musician.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Silence.
And everybody thinks they're funny, so everybody thinks what they say is funny.
Yeah. So
and obviously from this show, that's not the case.
No, it's not. So we've learned that the hard way. Yeah. Yes.
Sure isn't.
But I was in Phoenix with my sister. This is a long time ago. And this guy was doing impressions. And he was, like, not good.
Great, yeah.
I didn't do anything. And I then he started to do John Wayne. And some guy just yells out, you suck. And I was like, I think everybody was thinking it. And he said it.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, so guess what?
I swear to God, I was with my. I didn't. I was with my sister.
That comedian is going to be at the Christmas party. No, that at Jim's guy. House.
And people were. And he did. He kind of wrapped his show up pretty quick because he then once somebody says it, you know, and they start to chime in. And it wasn't a big drinking crowd. I mean, it was like an early show, but
don't you think that's got to be the worst though?
Totally.
If you're bombing on set,
but
and you got probably 20 more minutes.
But I just want to say,
walk off.
This wasn't. Drinking, heckling. This guy was not.
This was just
good.
Observational
this guy was not
humor.
Good. I mean, I just want to say that. Look, not everybody's a Rich Little, but this guy's impressions weren't great, and everybody's like, it was kind of like uncomfortable listening to him. You know, it's like, ooh, dude, come on, and he's trying to do Johnny Carson, and he's trying to do this and that, and. Then when he got to John Wayne, I just like, you stuck. And people are like, yeah, right on, dude. I mean, I was thinking the same. I know.
Tough crowd.
It actually. Anyway, that's a tough thing. I told you my friend that went on that cruise ship and his brother's like, you got to get up there, man. You can win $100 or something like that. And he just said it was one of the worst experiences of his life. So
large swing, right?
When you look at, Charlie Burns, who works for Civic, but that timing and that content, and it's tough.
It can be where you are. It can be, geographical.
Yeah. So anyway.
Great lineup. Thank you.
I'll stick to radio. Yeah, this is great. And
this has been a
fun day today.
We just got a text. You suck.
Thank you, John.
He lives!
He's doing fine. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. This was fun, Todd. That was a great lineup. And Nikki Z, you're here tomorrow again, so that's good news. This has been Mind on the Mayor. Enjoy this 60-degree day today. I mean, this is it.
Happy Tuesday.
You bet. Enjoy your day. This is Entrepreneur's Day, too, so go thank an entrepreneur. They're awesome. That's what makes this country work. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Mino and the Mayor.
A.K.A. Nikki.
Nikki Z.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.